port and see it. We could also provide it in hard copy format for you if people would prefer that. But it'll have a lot of technical data, it'll have a lot of geologic models in there and all that type of stuff, but if you're into rocks and that type of stuff, you'll find it interesting.
Is it okay if I ask a few more questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
So full disclosure, I worked for the Forest Service for 35 years.
Sure.
I've written biological evaluations for previous drilling.
Uh-huh.
On the mine, I worked here as a wildlife biologist from about 1990 to 2011. So
yeah, sure.
I'm well familiar with the site.
Yeah.
I've been to the drilling rigs. I know what that's all about. How are you looking to access the area that's going to be on that north side of the Yellow River? Is there established roads? Is there going to be new road building? How is that going to happen?
Well, I always say that we're not building roads because people think when you're building roads, you're actually bringing gravel in and stuff.
I know what you mean.
So, what we're doing with any of these things, we'll be coming off the road right about here. Yep. And all we're really doing is taking out a few trees. As you know, under the approval of the Forest Service, so any tree we cut down, we take that out. And we're building kind of an initial trail into these areas where we can set up the drill rig.
Are you going to map that the whole way?
If we're this would be done in the summer, so we would be matting that, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of maps.
Yep. Which is pretty routine for a lot of projects. Now, if you went back 30 years, a lot of people weren't doing that, but
yeah.
It's no, just
there,
the way.
There wasn't maps back
yeah.
when
yeah.
the first time when I was, whichever company it was at the time.
Sure. Yeah.
The water level in the Yellow River, I know you guys take water from the Yellow River to do the drilling. What is there in the permit that maintains a minimum flow in the Yellow River to protect, you know, mussels and whatever other aquatic life there is?
Well, there's actually a fair amount of, I don't know if there's a limitation on flow that we have to comply with, but we are looking at the flow in the river. Last summer, there was pretty decent flow through the river. So when we took the water out, we weren't affecting the water level or anything like that. It's actually a pretty small volume of water that we're actually using for the drill programs. But we will be looking at those issues. I know some folks have a concern this winter that there could be very little flow in the river because of how cold it's been, the thickness of the ice. My experience, I actually live on a river, is that even with those thick ice sheets that you see on the river, and you can get some pretty thick ice there, there's still flow underneath that ice.
So there's no minimum flow, though, that's mentioned in terms of you can take water out as long as there's this kind of...
Not that I know of. I'd have to look at the fine print in the permit, but I don't believe that's in there. But if we think it's going to be challenging to get water out of here, or we think it's going to have any harm, we can go to other sources of water. There's a reservoir a little further down stream, or we could come into town and just go to a local fire hydrant or contact the fire department and get water that way, which I've seen done.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be looking at that, and rest assured, we're not, you know, we don't want to do anything that is going to upset people or cause any type of harm. And if we think that there's going to be a concern there, then we'll go to a different water source for that.
And then drilling, I don't think is really a concern, but if there were to be a mine, what kind of protections are there going to be for Indian Farm? It's a really significant cultural resource. I'm sure that, you know, the tribes have talked to you about it.
Yeah, so what we see here, and that farm is
it's close to the Yellow River.
Yeah, and what we see here is if we develop a mine there, it might be about 100 acres in disturbance that we would need to mine that. What we would like to do is process the ore from this type of a deposit at a regional mill facility. So instead of wherever we find mineralization that we want to mine, instead of putting a mill there, which means you got to put a tailings facility there, which increases the footprint of the operation, all we do here is mine. And we take that ore and we transport it to a railhead, and then that gets shipped to a mill that's constructed along a rail line. so it's not out in the middle of the national forest. And I've worked on projects that have done that, and the footprint for an underground development then is pretty small. It's about maybe 100 acres.
And so environmentally, you know, that's on the plus side in terms of less disturbance, but wouldn't that be a lot less jobs too for the area if you're shipping off most of this?
Well, we're looking at it we wouldn't be shipping it out of state, so we would keep that mill operation in state. Now, we haven't identified where that mill would go, but it would be in one of the counties in this area. So in aggregate, you would have the same labor force for the operation. It would just be spread out a little bit. One of the beauties of doing that is if you get a regional mill set up, you can then process ore from multiple mines at one centralized location, and so you're not putting those mills and tailings facilities at every mine site. Makes it much more controllable.
Any other questions? Them roads that you're talking about, I know where most of them roads are out there because I walked around there. That one was an old log landing road that's up above there.
Yeah.
That was a very well put in road before.
That the one just on gravel. The south side of the river?
What's that?
The one on just the south side of the river?
It would be on the north side of the river.
Oh, on the north side.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good log landing there. They had a lot of logs in there, and then it was a gravel road in there.
So one of the things that we'll have to look at and why you negotiate a local agreement is before we even get to permitting, we're going to be doing engineering studies on different ways, different alternatives to develop this. And that's it's not required by the state, but it is required by the financial exchanges. And we start out with what's called a preliminary engineering assessment. And that's a high-level examination of how would you develop the mine, what kind of production rate, what types of transportation improvements might be needed for it. All that, what kind of power, every facet of the project is evaluated, as well as the economics, the tax payments to state government, local government, employment taxes, all that type of stuff. So it's a very exhaustive analysis of the operation. And we look at various alternatives, and it provides us kind of a snapshot of how this project would need to be engineered. You don't stop there, and that's not what you then take into permitting. You then take the results of that study and you do a more refined and higher level of engineering analysis on that in a study that's called a pre-feasibility study. And it's a very exhaustive study which looks at all of the capital expenditures, operating expenditures, labor force, what you're going to pay the labor force, all of that type of stuff, all the transportation requirements, everything soup to nuts. And when we're going through those studies, we want to be coming in and talking to you and other local units of government because I think your input is going to be important and we want to factor that in. But we go through those engineering evaluations to get to a point where we believe we have a mine plan that can be permitted. And part of those studies, which we do before we ever get into the permitting process, is to look at all the environmental regulations at state level, local level, federal level, and design the project to meet all those environmental requirements for how the project's constructed, how it's operated, and then how it's closed, and how it has to be monitored after it closes. So it's a very exhaustive study.